One of the more interesting parts of my previous life as a high school president was when we needed to hire someone. There was obviously the resume and the job application and so forth, but the challenge was to kind of look past those things to get to know the person, to ask interesting questions in hopes that that would lead you to hiring the best person for the position that was open. Well, it didn't always work out. But the same is true for Jesus, who knows the heart. He chose these 12 apostles, but one didn't work out. For whatever reason, Judas Iscariot did not trust in God. What it means for us is to remember, first of all, that we have all been chosen by God for a very specific task. God is not making a mistake in his choice because he reads the heart. He knows of what we are capable. He knows what we can do. He knows who we are. And not only does he love us, but he pushes us forth. He challenges us to take on things perhaps that we didn't even think we could do. I don't know what Simon and Jude today thought of their call from Jesus. I suspect there was a little bit of idealism. We know the apostles weren't always the brightest bulbs in the box when it came to understanding Jesus. But we do know that the most important thing about them was that in accepting the call of Jesus and following him by giving their lives, they now enjoy eternal life. The same invitation is available to us. Let us ask the Lord to help us to accept the call he has given us so that we too may share in eternal life.